Yes, I can take us in. Are we rolling there?
Yes, we are rolling.
Perfect. It is The Drive with Rob and Roz, and a couple of weeks ago we got to catch up with Mandy Mayer, who's just launched a brand new podcast on Jackpod. Mandy, good afternoon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
How has the response been so far?
It's actually been phenomenal. It's been fantastic. Like, I think we're all just super stoked at how many people it has reached so far. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and also the great thing about the people that you're reaching is that the advice that you're giving is actually applicable and easy to kind of use in your life. It's not these kind of pipe dreams. Okay, if you drink this shake, you're going to be 40 kilos lighter like me, Mandy Mayer.
No, and that's exactly it. And that was the biggest intention behind it, is to make it sort of understandable and that also relatable in a sense, and that people can actually use it and start actioning some of the, you know, the strategies discussed within it. And also just to get people to sort of, how would I say, make it relatable, that if I could do it, then absolutely anyone else out there can as well.
The reason we got you on this afternoon, Mandy, we got a question for you. It is the 26th of November today. When are we airing this?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me retake that. Mandy, the reason we got you on today is December is around the corner. We're leaning into the festive season. Everyone's going to get some time off, and there's obviously going to be lots of food and lots of drinks and lots of jewel and lots of relaxing and so on. How do you approach this time of the year when it comes to looking after your body?
So I think the biggest thing to factor in when it comes to, I want to say, the festive season as a whole, is I would always say, number one, and obviously this is not in any specific order, but number one, be activity minded. So where can we get that activity in? Can we get a extra walk in during the day? Can we get some extra steps during the day? Is it possible to go for a beach walk if you are on the beach? Or is it possible to still get some sort of activity in through the festive period instead of just totally putting it to a stop?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to food, my biggest thing is always choose your indulgences. Be intentional about your choices. And I sort of want to say, pick your poison, if I can use that word.
Yeah.
And if you do overindulge, and this is the most important thing, if anyone does overindulge, ask yourself, what is the next thing that I can control, right? Because oftentimes, one little bit of overindulgence leads to someone spiraling, like totally out of control. Whereas if we say, what is the next thing that you can control, that's often where people get back on track and just continue pushing forward.
I suppose that's very good advice. Then you get to decide, listen, I know the festive season is coming. I know I'm a trifle fan. I'm going to treat myself to an extra helping of pudding.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a conscious decision that tomorrow I'm also going to go for a walk. Because then we don't have to feel like we've fallen off the wagon and like we're stressful. And, you know, all of a sudden I can't do all the things I want to do. Or if I do them, I have to feel bad about them.
But that's exactly it. You've hit the nail on the head there. It's sort of saying, you know what, I can enjoy that put in after Christmas lunch or the day before New Year's or whenever it is, you know, have that enjoyment included into your plan so that you don't beat yourself up about it, but then be intentional about your next actions or your next activity or whatever it is. And that's why I said being intentional is so important as well.
Mandy, this is the time of the year that often your family or your friends haven't seen you for a while. There's lots of comments of, oh, you've put on weight. Oh, I thought you were on a diet. Oh, why are you not eating that? How would you advise someone to deal with the impact of that? Because people often think it's okay to make comment about your weight or about what plan you're on to make yourself feel better.
Yes, you know, first and foremost there is I feel very strongly about this, and someone shouldn't be making any compliment or any sort of, what's the word?
Comments,
that's correct, on anyone else's body. But we all know that people do that. And for me, the biggest thing is just know what you are doing. You are doing it for yourself, right? And if anyone does comment on your body or your weight, and I think it's easier for me because over the years, my skin has got a lot thicker. I just sort of block it out, but I know a lot of people can't. And always just remind yourself that you are in control of, you know, what happens after that, and try not let it get to you, because someone else commenting on your body most likely is coming from something that they are trying to deal with.
Mandy, I think your podcast has come out at exactly the right time. 40 Kilos Lighter with Mandy Mayer is available on Jackpod. Mandy, thank you so much for coming to chat to us today. I think your advice is going to help a lot of people navigate their way around just a healthier, happier festive season.
100%. It's only a pleasure. And I think the biggest thing with festive season to remember as well is, and this is what I always tell everyone that I'm working with, is enjoy every moment of it, because, you know, it's, for me, family is always going to be a priority. And if this is the time of, you know, the year where you get to spend with your family and friends, enjoy it. Enjoy the food. Don't feel guilty about it. And always remember, it's not what we do the week between Christmas and New Year's, but it's what we do for the other 50, 51 weeks of the year. And, you know, if enjoying a little bit of this time with your family and friends involves more food than usual, so be it. Go out there and enjoy it. But just have a plan of action as to when you want to proceed as per normal again as well.
If you're looking to make a change in your life, Mandy is the person. She'll give you the no-nonsense advice you need. 40 Kilos Lighter with Mandy Mayer. That is the podcast. It is on Jackpot at the moment. You can go and listen through it, and all the details on how you can get hold of Mandy on the socials and so on are there. You're an inspiration. It's always lovely to have you on the show, Mandy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Happy festive to you too.
You too.
Thanks, Mandy.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you. Bye.